Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Back of the Napkin Expanded Edition by Dan Rome is a practical guide to using simple drawings to think more clearly, solve problems, and communicate ideas persuasively. Rather than treating visual thinking as an artistic talent, Rome frames it as a learnable skill based on observation, structure, and practice. The book argues that anyone who can make a few basic marks can clarify complexity, spot relationships, and guide decisions, whether in business, education, or everyday life. With an emphasis on quick, low-fidelity sketches, it shows how pictures can compress information, reveal patterns, and align teams faster than long explanations. The expanded edition builds on the original's popularity by reinforcing core methods and broadening examples for modern workplaces where attention is scarce and clarity is a competitive advantage. Readers are encouraged to pick up a pen, map the situation, and iterate visually until the problem and the message become obvious to both the maker and the audience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why simple pictures beat long explanations. A central idea of the book is that clarity often comes faster through a rough sketch than through paragraphs of text or crowded slides. Rome emphasizes that visual thinking is not about polished design, but about making meaning visible. Simple drawings can show relationships like cause and effect, parts to whole, priorities, and trade-offs in a way that linear sentences struggle to convey. When you sketch, you externalize thinking, which reduces mental load and makes gaps easier to notice. This is especially useful when problems involve multiple variables, competing goals, or uncertain assumptions. The book also highlights a practical benefit for persuasion. Audiences can follow a visual explanation step by step, see how conclusions arise, and remember the structure later. In meetings, a shared sketch can become a neutral object everyone can point to, critique, and improve, which lowers friction compared to abstract debate. The takeaway is that the value of drawing is not artistry, but speed and shared understanding. A quick picture can become a working model of the situation, enabling better questions, faster alignment, and more confident decisions. Secondly, the SQVID approach to choosing the right kind of drawing, Rome presents a way to decide what to draw based on what you need to show. The SQVID framework encourages you to think along five dimensions, simple versus elaborate, quality versus quantity, vision versus execution, individual versus comparison, and change versus status quo. These pairs help you match the drawing style to the communication goal. If you need fast alignment, you might favor simple over elaborate. If you need to persuade with evidence, you might shift toward quantity or comparisons. If you need to rally a team around direction, you may lean into vision, while operational planning needs execution detail. If stakeholders are choosing between options, side-by-side comparisons clarify differences quickly. If the main question is, what is happening over time, the drawing should emphasize change rather than a static snapshot. The framework turns drawing into a deliberate decision instead of a vague creative act. It also prevents common mistakes, such as over-designing a sketch when speed matters, or showing a beautiful concept when the audience needs a practical plan. The result is more purposeful visuals that fit the moment and the audience. Thirdly, six ways of seeing that organize any problem. Another core method in the book is a set of simple visual lenses that help you analyze and explain almost anything. Rome popularizes the idea that most business and everyday questions can be framed as who or what, how much, where, when, how, and why. Each question suggests a natural kind of picture. Who or what points to portraits, icons, or labeled elements. How much suggests charts or counts. Where suggests maps or layouts. When suggests timelines. How suggests flowcharts or process diagrams. Why suggests cause and effect structures, such as branching logic or layered reasoning. By selecting the lens that matches the question, you avoid getting lost in details and can build a coherent story. This approach also helps teams separate disagreements about facts from disagreements about interpretation. One person may be focused on where the issue occurs in the organization, while another is focused on why it happens. Putting both lenses on paper makes the difference visible and therefore solvable. The method is valuable because it gives non-designers a repeatable starting point. Ask the right question, choose the matching picture type, and refine until the meaning is unmistakable. Fourthly, problem solving with sketches. From messy reality to a workable model, the book positions sketching as a problem-solving workflow, not just a presentation trick. You begin by dumping the situation onto paper, capturing the main actors, constraints, and unknowns without worrying about neatness. Then you sort and structure what you drew, looking for patterns such as bottlenecks, redundancies, dependencies, or missing connections. Because the sketch is tangible, you can rearrange parts, test alternatives, and expose assumptions quickly. Roam encourages iteration, draw, look, adjust, and draw again. Each cycle reduces complexity and increases usefulness. This is especially effective for ambiguous challenges like strategy, product positioning, process improvement, and customer experience. A sketch can act like a prototype for thinking, letting you explore multiple options at low cost before committing resources. It also supports collaboration because people can add to the drawing in real time, which turns passive listeners into co-creators. The end goal is a simple model that explains how the system works and where intervention matters most. Once you can point to the levers and relationships on paper, planning and decision-making become more concrete and less political. Lastly, selling ideas visually, storytelling, credibility, and action. Beyond solving problems, the book focuses on using pictures to sell ideas in a way that feels logical and trustworthy. A strong visual explanation can guide an audience from the current situation to a proposed change, showing not only the conclusion, but the reasoning path. Roam's approach supports credibility because it makes assumptions explicit and evidence visible. Instead of asserting that one option is better, you can show comparisons, trade-offs, and expected outcomes. Visuals also help handle objections. When a stakeholder disagrees, you can pinpoint exactly which part of the drawing they challenge and revise the model together. The book encourages a narrative arc that starts with context, introduces the problem, explores options, and ends with a clear next step. Simple drawings make the story easier to follow and harder to forget, which is crucial when decisions unfold across meetings and emails. In practical terms, visual selling helps you tailor the message to different audiences, from executives who need a big picture to teams who need execution detail. The outcome is not just understanding, but momentum, because a shared picture can become a plan, a reference point, and a commitment device. In conclusion, this book is for managers, consultants, entrepreneurs, product and UX professionals, educators, and students who regularly face complex information and need to explain it clearly. It is also useful for anyone who feels that meetings stall, slides confuse, or good ideas get lost in jargon. The main benefit is that it gives you a repeatable way to think with your hands, turning vague problems into visible structures that can be tested, improved, and shared. That skill can improve your daily life by reducing misunderstandings, helping you plan projects with fewer surprises, and making your decisions more grounded in what is actually happening rather than what is most loudly argued. Compared with many books on presentation design or data visualization, The Back of the Napkin focuses on speed, simplicity, and universal accessibility. You do not need software, artistic training, or a design team. You only need a pen, a surface, and a few frameworks for choosing what to draw and how to tell the story. That practicality is why it is worth buying. It bridges problem solving and persuasion, and it helps you produce clearer thinking and clearer communication in the time constraints of real work. If you would like to support Dan Roam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.